Delicious meets nutritious in the snack that packs a real protein punch, Wonderful Pistachios. Each 1 ounce serving of Wonderful Pistachios has 6 grams of protein, giving you over 10% of your daily value and making Wonderful Pistachios one of the highest protein nuts. But perhaps more than that, I love all of the flavors they have. Their sea salt and vinegar ones are my favorite when I'm craving that flavor but want to keep it healthy. But that's just the tip of the iceberg. Wonderful Pistachios come in a variety of flavors, like chili roasted, honey roasted, smoky barbecue, and jalapeno lime, perfect for enjoying with family and friends or taking them with you on the go. Whether you're a pistachio purist who loves cracking open every nut, or you prefer the convenience of no-shells pistachios, Wonderful Pistachios has got you covered. Grab Wonderful Pistachios and elevate your snacking game today. So fill up with a healthy snack when hunger strikes. Visit WonderfulPistachios.com to learn more. That's WonderfulPistachios.com.
Hey there! Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
This is Optimal Health Daily, episode 34, Death to Cake, by Roger Lawson of RajLawFitness.com.
Get ready to maximize your potential with Optimal Health Daily, the podcast that brings you the best content in health, fitness, and nutrition 5 days a week. Your optimal life awaits. Now here's your host, Dr. Neil Malik.
Hello, it's Thursday, and welcome back to another episode of Optima Health Daily, the podcast where I, Dr. Neil, your narrator, read to you blogs just like an audiobook, but for free. Today, I'm going to be reading a post from Roger Lawson, but before we get into that, if you want to help out this show and keep it going for as long as possible, just come by oldpodcast.com. There's a How to Help page set up there that shows lots of different ways that you can help us out. Any of those will make a big impact, and most are totally free. So again, just visit oldpodcast.com and find the How to Help link at the top. Or you can go directly to oldpodcast.com/support. One of the things I love about Roger's posts is his references to popular culture. So in this first paragraph I'm going to read to you, he alludes to Carl Winslow. He talks about Carl Winslowian glances. Now, for those of you that aren't aware of Carl Winslow, who that is, you may recall a show on TGIF way back in the, early 90s called Family Matters with a character called Steve Urkel. You know, that little kid with the glasses and suspenders and talked like, "Did I do that?" That's the show we're talking about. Now, Carl Winslow was Steve Urkel's neighbor, and he couldn't stand Steve. He would always give Steve these evil glances like, "I can't wait to get you out of my house." So, for those of you that aren't familiar, that's what he's referring to. All right, that's it for the intro. Let's jump right into the content now and start optimizing your life. Death to Cake by Roger Lawson of RajLawFitness.com. I was at a gathering last weekend, and I ran into an acquaintance of mine who I hadn't seen since I graduated from high school. We briefly caught up, finding out what the other had been up to since back in the day, so I let her know that I was actually a personal trainer now. After a series of unimpressed Carl Winslowian glances, we part ways for what I presume will be the last time. Then suddenly, it happened. It's dinner time. I'm at the food table loading up my plate with copious amounts of meat and fruit when I notice out of the corner of my eye the most precious-looking piece of cake I have ever seen. As a fan of all things precious, shout out to Gollum, the precious, I consider it not only my right, but my duty to devour said piece of cake with reckless abandon. As I load heaven and earth onto my plate and prepare for action, I hear a familiar voice from behind me, filled with much admonishment, and I know that I'm about to get a tongue-lashing of epic proportions. "Cake? Is that cake? As a personal trainer, I thought you would know better than to eat that." By the look of sheer horror on her face, you would have thought that I repelled into her home, kidnapped her dog, and strategically hid raw meat all over the house. At this point, I viewed her as an obstacle between me and my grub, so the only reply that I was able to muster was that one had to simply live their life. Then I peaced out, leaving her to struggle under the gravity of such a profound statement. It always amazes me how much you can tell about where a person is coming from by hearing statements like this. From what I gathered, I got a feeling that she was under the impression that in order to get and stay lean, there are certain foods that you can never eat again. Having been in the same position for several years, I can certainly relate. I went from the abs diet to the Atkins diet to pretty much bathing myself in fat on the anabolic diet, wondering why I couldn't defeat the chub monster in Mortal Kombat, all while eating entire packs of chicken thighs every day. Let me say this loud and clear as to hopefully save at least one person from the pain and frustration that senselessly spinning one's wheels can cause in the pursuit of the kind of body that you desire. No foods are off limits. I think this point needs to be hammered home again and again until it sticks, because a lot of people fail in achieving their fat loss or muscle gaining goals due to the fact that they're stuck in this good versus bad food dichotomy and end up binging on foods that they've attached this mythical, grail-like status to. Luckily for us, it doesn't have to be that way. If you want some of the best advice you'll ever receive on fat loss, look no further than Jay's sage wisdom to Steve Carell in The 40-Year-Old Virgin. Don't put the food on a pedestal. Okay, so maybe it wasn't food he was talking about, but the point remains just as valid. After such a severe restriction of the foods that one loves, there tends to be a huge rebound, or gorgomania, if you will, and then feelings of weakness and discontent rear their ugly heads, only prolonging the situation. How many of you out there have turned a cheat meal into a cheat day, week, month, or even year? Maybe it's just me then. By drop-kicking the pedestal that you've put all of your favorite foods on, you're one step closer to gaining the psychological edge in the fat loss battle. You certainly can have the foods you love as long as you stick to the following stipulations. They are both infrequent, i.e. once a week, once a month, etc., and portion size is controlled. Take me for instance. I love Cinnabons. Heck, I might even fight a silverback gorilla or 1990s Mike Tyson if there's a box of them waiting for me on the other side of defeat. So, every other weekend after my Saturday training session, I stand in line to acquire my large, guilt-free Cinnabon, and I am no less lean because of it. I am by no means suggesting that you substitute your standard food staples for delicious treats. Rather, I am saying that you should include them into your overall plan. Yes, you should get your necessary amounts of protein, essential fatty acids, fruits, and veggies, but after that, anything else is simply discretionary calories. If you are training and creating a caloric deficit via movement, diet, or both, then success is imminent, even if you have cake while doing so. You just listened to the post titled Death to Cake by Roger Lawson of RajLawFitness.com. Hey, it's Dr. Neil here. Roger is absolutely right. What happens when you start forcing yourself to remove things from your diet? You're going to feel deprived, period. And when you feel deprived, you're going to feel like you're missing out on something, which is going to make you want it more. Plus, there's this interesting psychology behind it. When you constantly tell yourselves, I cannot have that donut, that pizza, that cake, what's actually happening is you're focused on it. By telling yourself you cannot have this or that, you are now focusing all of your energy on those foods. You're creating mental images of those foods. You are actually focusing more on those foods, which is going to make you want it more. So yes, Roger is absolutely right. Go ahead and indulge in those foods. Enjoy them. But just don't do it too often, and just be sure to watch the portions. Now for some people, if they dabble even a little bit in some of those indulgent foods, then they cannot stop. If this is the case for you, okay, you may be one of those exceptions where you're going to want to keep those foods away, keep them out of the house, but find something else that satisfies you but doesn't make you go overboard. So find other foods that you would think are indulging, but that you can still stop. You can still be able to control your portions and the frequency. One more time, if you enjoy the show and want to show a little bit of support, you can contribute financially or otherwise. We have a lot of ways that you can help, even for free. Just visit oldpodcast.com/support or simply visit oldpodcast.com and find the How to Help link. Have a great rest of your day. I'm really excited about tomorrow, which is one of my favorite parts of this podcast, our Friday Q&A show, where I'll be answering your questions. So definitely come back for that, where your optimal life awaits.
Hello, Life Optimizer. This is Justin Mollick, creator and producer of this show and Optimal Living Daily, the brother podcast of this one. Literally, I'm Dr. Neil's brother. If you like the format of this show, you'll love Optimal Living Daily too, where I also read to you from blogs, but cover other topics like personal development, finance, and minimalism from bloggers like Derek Sivers, The Minimalists, Zen Habits, and many more. So for more amazing content read to you for free, come subscribe to Optimal Living Daily too, and together we'll optimize your life.
You've been listening to Optimal Health Daily. Be sure to hit the subscribe button to stay up to date on each new episode. And head to oldpodcast.com, that's OLDpodcast.com, for a free gift, as well as more actionable tips and resources to help you maximize your potential. Thanks for joining us, and remember, your optimal life awaits.